On the show today, we have MBFS's Mark Ritter, who has just started a new CUSO called New Direction Lending. We talk about that, and we also talk about how credit unions can really enhance their relationships with their small business members. Some great advice in here from Mark, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mark Ritter from MBFS, and we're talking about your subsidiary company, New Direction Lending. But first of all, Mark, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So this conversation kind of weaves around credit unions and small business members and enhancing that relationship, because small businesses, they're kind of hurting right now because of obvious reasons. And we all know that. And credit unions are doing their darndest to help folks out there right now. And so my first question here is, before we get to talking about New Direction, but what is the status with credit unions and small businesses today? Because it seems like it's pretty, I don't want to say it's dire, but it really, there seems to be a lot of tension out there. Helping them.
Great question. And it's an interesting dichotomy going on in today's world. And a lot of times you'll hear about that term two-sector economy. And that's exactly what you see. And what's resulted is credit unions, when you look at their 2020 numbers and our numbers here at MBFS and my credit unions and people we talk to, it is record levels across the board. Government stimulus can do a lot of things, but really what we're seeing is record low interest rates.
Yeah.
Are really help driving the businesses and the loan commercial financing. Mm-hmm. And the businesses outside of those pandemic hit industries. Obviously, we're not doing many hotels and restaurants and cruise ships and travel agencies and some of these other event type of businesses that have just been devastated.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are pretty stable outside of that. So, and delinquency has just remained really low. Our delinquency has actually declined from a year ago.
It's amazing.
And we were prepping and staffing up for absolutely getting crushed. But all in all, the one thing that I have to say is people really beat up our regulators and, say the NCUA this and the NCUA that. But our regulatory environment has been great. They're flexible. They've allowed credit unions to continue serving the members. And it's really been a great time. And the NCUA has done a great job.
Well, that's great to hear. That's very refreshing to hear, actually. So was there a boost in this relationship or with small business due to PPP? Is that kind of a result of the numbers that we're seeing, especially the delinquencies? Because, I'm with you. I thought there was going to be a tidal wave of that happening about this time, last year, when, oh my gosh, I can't, in the fall of 2020, I expected a huge tidal wave of delinquencies and collections and charge-offs and things like that. But, it's almost like the opposite has happened. So is it because of the PPP and all the relief programs that have happened, or?
Our loan volumes have really even been outside of the PPP program.
Oh, really? Okay.
And what you saw is the credit unions that participated in the PPP program really received a lot of brand loyalty from their members and in the community. Now, during the pandemic, and it's tough to really develop new business. So now that things are starting to get closer to normal, I think a lot of credit unions will go back to those PPP borrowers and try to build that relationship a little bit more. The PPP was really a tremendous boost last year. The fee income behind it was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
The credit unions that participated, it was a lot of hair pulling and frustration, but the end result was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now this year, the 2021 version of PPP has been about half. It's almost every credit we deal with at credit union we deal with, it's mm-hmm. been about half. But over the past week, we have seen a huge surge in request because of the new rules that the Biden administration put out for sole proprietors and the smallest of business. Yeah. We have really seen that starting to come to that. That's really starting to make an impact.
Yeah, I heard they're actually thinking about extending the deadline as well.
Because it's almost a guaranteed at this point that it's going to be extended for another 2 months.
Okay. And so let's switch gears here a little bit about the correlation between real estate and credit unions and small businesses. So what's the correlation here? Because there's some pretty significant numbers here that you can share.
So, yeah. And, you know, I keep in mind, I've been involved in credit union business lending now for 20 years. That's kind of scary when I say that. and when I started it up, that it was the Wild West. And after the law was passed that allowed credit unions to expand into this, we always talked about member business lending. We wanted to get into more. And it was always that small business member, the auto body shop, the small practitioner, the retailer, mm-hmm. and this small business member. But what's really evolved in the credit union space is that over 90% of our loans are real estate loans.
Really? 90%?
Over 90%. And it's an interesting if you really drill down into the numbers, because in the Midwest, that number tends to be a lot lower, because historically, many of those credit unions got into commercial lending and small business lending where there was an agricultural base. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But for a lot of us who've gotten into it in the past 15 and 20 years, the regulators and even the credit union said, what's my collateral? What's the LTV? What's the safest I can get in? And they perceived real estate to be that much, to be that safety net. But it's not really a safety net. It can go bad. And when it goes bad, it goes really bad. Yeah. So we've really almost kind of shied away from that small business member on the street, and credit unions are focusing on that real estate investor, that piece of commercial real estate, the apartment building, and not so much that owner of a business that can bring you that entire relationships.
Yeah. So are we talking commercial real estate or a residential real estate or
all of, you know, all of the, and actually that 90% does not include the 1-4 family real estate loans, really? Because they've been carved out of the data.
Okay.
If you add that number on, so it's probably closer to 94, and it's closer to 94, 95%.
Oh my gosh.
So our industry is great at making real estate loans. We're really good at it. We're good at participating loans and helping each other with people who want to buy commercial real estate, apartment buildings, you name it. If it's a real estate loan, credit unions are really good at lending to it.
So is it a good time now because values are going up, the supplies, there seems to be a shortage. I'm just talking residential. I'm not sure about commercial. You might know more about that than I do, but I'm just hearing in the residential arena that, you know, now's a good time to be a seller, actually, because of all that's going on.
Well, and think about it this way. All the people who are having trouble buying homes, all of those, they can't find a home to buy. They're stuck. Many of them are renting homes. People have to live somewhere.
Right, right.
So the real estate market is a supply and demand. You're seeing areas of the country where there's a lot of people moving to. Mm-hmm. You're seeing some population shifts. And even with outside of that, there wasn't a huge supply before. So there is that demand for residential real estate investors.
Indeed.
And that's not going to be going away anytime soon.
Oh, you got that right, for sure. So how can credit unions serve more of the small business market today? Do you any advice for them? Are there steps? Is there a process or anything like that?
Sure. One of the things to remember, it's rather counterintuitive, but more small businesses will be formed now than in really good times. When you're at rock bottom unemployment, people have nice jobs, they're staying with their jobs, or they have a business, but in coming out of bad times is when people try to reinvent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had that job and their business downsized or shifted and they lost their job. And now they go on and do that different passion.
Right.
You know, maybe it was the mom who's now forced to be stay at home and she now has to form that business because of the new world that we live in. Mm-hmm. And there's opportunity. So this is really when, and if you look after the Great Recession, there was a massive increase in numbers of small businesses.
I was thinking formed. The same thing. Yeah. Every 10 years, it seems like.
and the SBA program, I know a lot of people get scared with the SBA program, but there's a tremendous amount of companies like myself and other good providers out there who help credit unions with the SBA program. The stimulus that was passed in December, it allows for 90% loan guarantees with no fees to the borrower and no fees to the lender.
Good grief.
It has never been a better time to be involved in helping SBA lending. And one of the things to remember about that, these are visible projects in your community. You know, when somebody opens a new retail location or that new restaurant, you know, believe it or not, or some new business, that's a piece of your community that you're now involved with.
Right, right.
So the SBA program is great. And also people sometimes tend to forget about deposits. You know, everybody's swimming in deposits right now. I know that.
And there's more to come.
And there's more to come. But really, you know, in normal times, you can have very simple deposit products. Most of your businesses want that relationship. They just need simple, basic savings and checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And credit unions can help with that. But more importantly, the credit unions really need to be in a position to help the business grow. And as that business takes those steps from maybe that startup out of their house or the one location they're in, they need to buy new equipment. Maybe they need to grow staff. They just need to expand. They need to buy more inventory. You know, credit unions, that's been the tough call. You know, usually a small business owner may call them and then say, well, what's your real estate collateral for this loan? When it's really that business, that successful business that needs to grow. So that's one of the key drivers that we formed New Direction Lending this past year.
Yeah, well, a nice segue because I was just going to ask you about New Direction Lending. So what is it and then how does it help foster relationships between credit unions and small businesses?
Sure. We found that credit unions don't consider their credit unions for in-house for the small loan request. They were just bypassing them. Or maybe they make that call and the credit unions don't have the infrastructure to make that loan very quickly. They say, I'll meet with you on Tuesday, bring in all of your tax returns and go through the whole process. And it's a very slow and clunky process. Where meanwhile, the business owner, he's running his business. He just wants the loan quick.
Yeah.
And what we found is that there's a huge surge in the online business lender marketplace. You know, you see them on all the business channels all over the place. Oh, you know, they're going to make loans. They're going to make them fast, quick. They're going to do it in 24 hours. And a lot of small business members who are good members of the credit union were being forced to go to these online lenders who were getting money quickly, but it was some of the most onerous terms.
Oh.
You know, some of the terms of those make Tony Soprano blush. So we've set up New Direction Lending to do these small business loans very fast. You can get your funding in a couple of days, but we've also really focused on quality. We want businesses that need the money to grow, and we're doing more thorough underwriting than most credit unions do for a similar.
Oh.
So we're doing it in a fast method,
mm-hmm.
but we're not just pulling a credit score and putting money in your account.
Gotcha.
We're getting the financials, but we have the technology to underwrite them fast.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually looking at bank statements. We're looking at people's internet sites and the researches. So we can do these small loans that small businesses need. We don't do anything real estate secured. If you want a real estate secured loan, great. We'll match up with one of our credit unions because they already do that.
Right, right.
So we actually fund them through our CUSO, New Direction Lending LLC.
Okay, cool.
So it's owned, you know, MBFS is owned by retail credit unions, and we are then New Direction Lending is 100% owned by this group. So we fund them through the our CUSO, and then what we do is we split up those loans into almost micro level participations, and then we can sell them back to the credit unions. So you can refer members to this. But instead of taking on the risk of maybe $125,000 or $150,000 non-real estate loan, it's diversified among the credit unions. And really, we focus on, think about service-oriented businesses. Good businesses, small manufacturers, specialty retailers, you know, different craftspeople, maybe veterinarians that need the money. But a lot of these people aren't sitting around, you know, they don't need a truck and you give them a car loan. They need money to grow their business.
Right, right.
So we have it set up where credit unions can either just refer businesses to us and receive a referral fee, or they can participate in the actual funding of these and grow their balance sheet. But we're doing it through a very diversified risk pool.
And it's all credit union facing. Does the member see it at all or anything? Because I'm envisioning, they don't go directly to New Direction. They go to their credit union, and that's all, and all this stuff is done behind the scenes, basically, right?
Actually, the exact opposite. We do it so lightning quick. They can go to their New Direction site,
really,
New Direction Lending site, and we're going to push it through and get them an answer. Preliminary offer instantaneously.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and get it funded right away within a couple business days.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So yeah, and then in the credit union doesn't lose that relationship. You know, really what we found is that the small business member at the credit union, what they want is they want financing and they want it really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're able to get that through to the credit union member very quick, but then also help the credit union fund these loans, and they could have access to a whole diversified risk base of these loans instead of just taking it on themselves. Because sometimes, you know, maybe if you're a mid-sized credit union, you know, taking on, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 loan, that's not real estate secured, maybe that's a little outside your risk profile.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but when we diversify that up with maybe 10 or 20 loans and you're taking slices of them, then it starts to make sense.
Yeah. And yeah, I like that. I like that approach. And so where can folks find out more about New Direction? Because this sounds very intriguing. I think it'd be very intriguing to a lot of folks out there.
Yeah. You know, we're not trying to replace what people were doing. We're trying to open up and just give them another tool for the tool belt.
To complement it. Exactly.
To complement what they're doing.
Yeah.
We have a strong LinkedIn presence, or we go to newdirectionlending.com.
Okay.
Now, New Direction is NU Direction Lending.com. So okay. New Direction is NU. And one of the things people that have asked, I every once in a while, people say, why is it called New Direction? And that's always New Direction is our anagram for credit union.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, you know, it was kind of a nod to our credit union owners and our credit, you know, we're really focusing this through the credit union. But, you know, if you look at New Direction, they rearranged the letters, spells credit union.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my gosh. Didn't notice that until now. So thank you for that. Right on. Factoid for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Well, very cool. Anything else here to add, Mark? This is really interesting stuff. I can't wait to post it so people can get out there and check it out.
You know, I really always encourage credit unions to focus on building relationships as much as volume. You know, it's nice to buy a participation loan on a commercial real estate deal, but that relationship, they bring you mortgages, they bring you deposits, they bring you employees, they have car loans, and they really build your profile. So focus on relationships and make that a goal. Because if you just sometimes just tell your lender, I want $10 million in loans, you'll get $10 million in relationships. You won't get that. You'll just get $10 million of real estate loans with no relationships.
Good point.
And it's with technology compared to when I started up 20 years ago in this, the technology is out there so that a small and mid-sized credit union can really serve the business members much more effectively than they ever can. The partnerships are available, the systems are available, and the education's available. So I think I made my career early on by doing loans to credit union members to where their credit union didn't help them out. Every credit union out there has members who either own real estate, they own a small business, or they're in a household with a small business owner. So this is a great way to expand that wallet share.
No doubt. And it bodes well for the industry too, when you're helping out those small to mid-sized credit unions, because that's the backbone of the industry. So if you can help them out, keep them strong, then the industry is strong too. So
that's what we're here for.
Indeed, sir. Alrighty, Mark. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I'm not going to keep you from your job. But
thank you
for the time that you allowed us today. And we'll get the word out about New Directions. This sounds very, like I said, it's going to be very intriguing to a lot of people out there.
All right. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
You are welcome, sir.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.